Blog Talk Radio.
For what he's done, come on, worship the Lord with me tonight.
Worship the Lord. Come on, worship the Lord. Listen, saints, forget about Beverly. Forget about what I got on, and let's just let God have his way in here. Let's bless him. Some of you haven't given God the glory. Some of you haven't given him the honor, and you know that he's worthy of all the praise. Oh my God, some of you sitting here and you're looking at, amen, what you're spending and who you see. Don't worry about who you see, but forget about all that and say, I come to glorify God. I come to lift him up. I come to bless him because he's worthy of all the praise. Listen, if you don't have anything else to think about, I want you to think about when God healed your body. you out of a situation that you didn't even know you were coming out. And you know you can praise him tonight. I want everybody to lift your hands right now and just take this few moments to worship God with me. I want you to let the Lord know that you love him. Let him know that you bless his name. Let him know that you care. Let him know that why he's sitting on the right side of his Father, interceding for you and I, that you are going to worship him so till he rises up off his throne and looks down and says, look at my children. Look at them blessing me. Look at them worshiping me. Look at them giving me the glory. Look at them giving me the honor. They're not looking at men, but they know that I'm worthy. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on. Lift your voices with us.
Shadow, This is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up shortly after a few announcements and another song. Y'all better get your seatbelts tied in. It's coming up. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. Global Straight to the Point. The call-in number, I want you guys to tweet that number out, 347-843-4559. Text that number out right now if you're not driving your Bentley or flying your Learjet right now. Put that number out there, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number right now. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. This is the Global Straight to the Point.
Come on, can you feel it? Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
after that song, we're going to go right to Dr. Henderson right now. God bless you.
The presence of the presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Straight to the Point. So glad you guys are with us on tonight, because the presence of the Lord is here. Can you feel him moving on the inside? Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you guys have tuned in tonight to hear Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We stand on, lean on, depend on the word of God according to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. We're so glad you guys are with us. Those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are listening by way of live, those of you who are going to call back, we thank you so very much for tuning in with us. We're glad to have you on the Straight to the Point. For those of you who do not know how we roll on this show, we usually have a four-part series. The first one is the word, or a motivational word, a prophetic word. The second part is about business spotlights. The third is about social media. And the fourth is about relationships. We haven't done social media, business spotlight, or relationships in a while. But we may do something different on tonight. Then, as though I really am not going to go into a real word like that. But I'm just going to be led by the Spirit on tonight. But again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And we want to give credit to Byron Cage on the presence of the Lord is here. He said, can you feel him moving on the outside? Come on over here. He said, the presence of the Lord is here. I'm so glad, because we can't do nothing without his presence. We invite the Holy Spirit in on this line on tonight, because we can't do nothing without the presence of the Lord. And so we invite the Spirit of the living God on his line on tonight. So we also give credit to Anthony Evans on Get Ready for Your Miracle. You better get ready for your miracle, because get ready for revival, because it's coming. It's coming. He said, watch what he would do. He put all his confidence and trust in the Lord, because he know and we know, and those of us who have a relationship with the Lord know that he always comes through for his people. Watch what he would do, not what we would do, but what he would do. Amen. And we also give credit to Beverly Crawford on, my goodness, one of my favorite songs, Praise Jehovah, who we know that is God Almighty. That's one of his names, Jehovah. As we say, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sikkenu. And so we know that that is one of his names, Jehovah, Jehovah. And so she said, we praise you. How many of you know that you got to put a praise on it? Do you have a praise in your spirit on tonight? Do you have a praise in your spirit on tonight? If you do, just stop whatever you're doing. She said, stop whatever you're doing. If you're in your car, if you're driving, pull over. She said, pull over. Hallelujah. For those of you who are listening, if you're in your car, Beverly Crawford said, if you're in your car, pull over, get out of the car and just start dancing, start praising. If you're in the kitchen washing the dishes, turn off and just give them a praise dance. If you're in the living room just sitting down, get up and just shout and praise and give them some glory. Shabbat. Amen. The Lord our God, because he's just good like that. Praise is what we do. But we give credit to Beverly Crawford for Praise Jehovah. We praise him, God Almighty. We praise his name. And so, again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me on tonight. I just want to come back so quickly. It's going to be a real short show on tonight. I just wanted to come by and quickly to encourage somebody on tonight, to let you know that God loves you, and that, remember, he has a plan for your life, and that whatever you do, don't throw in the towel. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is not the time to close your Bible, but this is the time to open up your word, to get in his presence, and to praise his name. There used to be a saying that says, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. It used to be a saying that says, send up Judah. That means praise. Send up some praise. Send up some praise. Whenever you feel like you're being attacked from every side, just start dancing. Just start praising him. Just start worshiping him. Just start giving him the glory. Amen. The Bible says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for us. Amen. So whatever cares that you have on your shoulders, it's time for you to shake it off. Remember the song by Dorothy? Was that Dorothy Norwood? Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. If you got a demonic spirit that is weighing heavy on your mind on tonight, it's time for you to shake it off. I just come to tell somebody, shake it off. Shake it off. Amen. If you're dealing with anything financial, just shake it off. If you're dealing with any relationship issues, just shake it off. Whatever you're dealing with, spirit of depression, we bind and we rebuke you, and we command you to be shaked off. Amen. So just shake it off in the name of Jesus. And so she said she's stepping on the devil. She said, shake, 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 shake the devil off. Remember that song? Shake, 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 shake him off. Shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. So we used to sing that song, but I'm telling you, it's time for us not just to be singing these songs, but to make them, apply them to our daily walk. Apply them to our walk in the Lord. Apply them to whatever that we're going through. But I'm so glad that, and remember, I told you guys not too long ago that God is sending the rain. Remember, I told you guys not too long ago that God is opening up great doors. And so it's time to just shake off what you're going to shake off and just be in expectancy of what God is about to do in your life. If you missed the one night with the author, it was so beautiful. You can go onto my page, or you can go onto my YouTube page, which is Prophetess Dolores C. Henderson, and you can view that one night with the king. It was just awesome. We went through every single book. It was just so awesome. We went through every single book, every one by one, and we went through each one. We spent about maybe 10 minutes on each one, 15 minutes on 10 to 15 minutes on each one, and I gave examples and everything, but it was awesome, 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 awesome. Also, if you missed the show, when I talked about faith, family, and business, you can also go on my YouTube, Prophetess Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, and you can view that as well. Or you can go on my Facebook, Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, and view that as well. Okay? Now, tonight, I'm going to do something a little different. I want to pray for some people on tonight. I feel in my spirit that my spirit is heavy, and it's because some people on this line that's listening, if you're going to call back, you got something really heavy on you. And I feel like you need a miracle on tonight. Somebody need a miracle. You need a miracle. If God don't do it, it just ain't going to get done. Come to stand in agreement with you on tonight. Come to stand in agreement and call down from heaven and command whatever that thing that is bothering you. We want to destroy it in the name of Jesus. And we want to command that the heavens would be opened up before you, and that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Somebody is dealing with a mighty trial on tonight, and I want to pray for you on tonight. I want to pray for you on tonight. I want to open up the lines, and I just want to open up the lines and pray on tonight. I want you to come on, and I want you to believe God. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's in the midst. And so I believe God is in the midst of us right now. And I believe the Lord is here on this line. I believe that the Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place, and he wants you to know. He wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to know that that he has a plan for your life. He wants you to know that he has great things in store for you. He wants you to know that no devil in hell will be able to come up against you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He wants you to know that any lie that was spoken over your life tonight, in the name of Jesus, it has been dissipated, meaning that it has been destroyed in the name of Jesus, dropped to the ground and destroyed. God got a plan for your life. God got a purpose for your life. And it's time for you to walk into the purpose. It's time for you to walk into the purpose and the plan that God wants you to walk in. No more chains holding you, binding you up. Not your past, not what your parents did to you, not what so-and-so did to you. God said it's time for you to allow the chains to be broken. And I hear in my spirit, and I'm telling you, God has been sending his song in my spirit everywhere I go. I hear break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. So there's an army rising up. My girl Tasha Cobb sing that song, and I tell you, I went to, and I know God is speaking, and God is speaking to his people. His people need to be set free. His people need to be set free in some areas in their lives. And I just keep, everywhere I go, I hear the song playing, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And God is raising up a remnant to do it. God is raising up a remnant of spiritual warriors who are going to be able to preach hell down, that's going to be able to walk in unlimited gifts, that's going to be able to walk in the gifts of healing and deliverance, and not just the prophetic, but I'm telling you, signs, miracles, and one are going to be able to walk in the anointing of Elijah and Elisha. My God, I'm telling you, God said Elisha had a double anointing. God said, I'm going to give you a triple anointing. Somebody on this line on tonight, you've been wanting a double anointing. You've been praying that God would give you a double anointing. But I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you an extra dose. I'm not going to just give you a double anointing. I'm going to give you an extra dose. I'm going to give you an extra dose. Somebody on this line, I don't know if you're on live or you're just listening, or you're going to call back, but God, this is your word on tonight. You've been praying and asking God, you know, to give you more power in him, more anointing. And God said, tonight it's going to be your night. God said, I'm going to give you not a double dose, but I'm going to give you an extra dose, meaning that I'm going to give you a triple dose, hallelujah, of the anointing. And so I'm thinking about how when, and it's just in my spirit, and God been dealing with me all week about mentorships and mentors and mentees, and I think I've thought about the prophet Elijah and Elisha and their relationship, and how when even Elijah tried to tell Elisha to go back, and how Elisha continued on and said, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going wherever you go, I'm going. And how he was tested, and Elijah tested Elisha time and time again to try to tell him, to go back. And Elisha said, I ain't going nowhere. And it just reminds me of when Jacob was wrestling with the angel of the Lord, And Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And I hear the Lord saying, some of you got to get in that mindset. You can't get in your feelings when people say stuff. And you know that you connected with that person. You know that that's who God wants you to connect with. You know that that's the person who got your blessing. You can't get in your feelings. You got to hold on to it until so God said it's time to let go. You got to hold on to that person, whoever it is that God is telling you to. My God, because they may have your blessing, and you got to be like Elisha and say, I ain't going nowhere. You got to be like Jacob that wrestled with the angel of the Lord and say, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going to let you go until I get my blessing. We're going to wrestle on, and we got to wrestle all night long, and we got to tumble all night long. We got to roll up and down the street all night long. I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Hallelujah. Some of you got to stop allowing your emotions to get in the way and stop being distracted by the things that the devil is throwing your way to distract you from your purpose, to distract you from your destiny. You got to keep on going, and you got to connect with the folks that even that you don't want to connect with, but who God is telling you to connect with, because they got your blessing. They got your yes. And a lot of times we be looking for the blessing and the yes to the in the familiar. And God said, what I'm about to give you is unfamiliar. I'm taking you to unfamiliar territory. And I did not mean to prophesy on tonight, but the Holy Spirit is rising up. And God said, I'm taking you to unfamiliar territory. territory that you're not familiar with. You're not going to be comfortable in. You're going to be uncomfortable in it. And he said, yes, it is me taking you. It is me directing you. It is me sending you, because that's where your blessing is. That's where your blessing is. And some of you, you got to command the blessing. You got the power. God said, I've given you the power, the authority, and the anointing to be able to rise up and command the blessing. Command the blessing. My God, command the blessing, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, I tell you, not my will, God, but let your will be done. And then I hear the Lord saying, people say that all the time. And they say, God, let your will be done. Your will and your way. They ask for the will, but when I tell them which way to go, they turn back around. Amen. They don't go the way that I tell them to go. And God said, but if you follow my will, if you really, 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 truly follow my will for your life, I guarantee you that you will be blessed. It may not look like what you had in your mind that you was going to get. It may not even look like it. They may not, he, she, him, her, the person, the place, or the thing may not even look like what you had in your mind for it to look like. But God said, I know the plans that I have for you. I have great plans for you. I have awesome plans for you to take you to your expected end. And you got to be able to trust me. So when you say, God, let your will be done, your will, your way, stop wrestling with me. Stop kicking against the prick. Just submit to my will. You know, submit to God. Submit to him. And a lot of times we say, submit to God. And a lot of times we say the devil will flee. But God said you got to submit first. Then will he flee. After you submit, then he will flee. Because you're submitted under my hand. He can't touch you in my presence. He can't touch you when my hand is on you. When you submitted unto me, say of God, he said the devil can't touch you. Amen. Because I got you covered. I got you covered. I got a ring of a fire, the Holy Ghost just surrounding you. So every time any demonic spirit even try to come close, they burnt up in the fire. Amen. So somebody, I want you to know that you're the apple of God's eye. He has a special call on your life. It's time for you to say, yes, Lord, yes to your will and yes to your way. Not yes to your will, but my way. Mm-mm. Yes to your will, Lord, yes to your way. Get ready to walk into unfamiliar territory. It's unfamiliar. It's unfamiliar. When something is unfamiliar, it don't feel right. So don't get caught up in your feelings. This place, you're going to have to be able to walk in the spirit and not in your feelings. The place where God is about to send you, you cannot be in your feelings. Because if you were in your feelings, you're going to miss it. You're going to turn back around because it ain't going to feel good in your emotions. And God said, I'm trying to destroy the feeling emotions, and I'm trying to get you to walk in the spirit, because those who walk in the spirit, right, has life and peace, but those who walk in the carnal is death. So I'm trying to raise you out of the deafness, and I'm trying to give you a life of peace. Amen? Peace. If you walk in the spirit, that's peace. Amen? And so God is about to take you, a lot of you who are listening on tonight, you're going to be taken to unfamiliar territory, and it's not going to feel good. But God said, That's my will for your life. It's my will for your life to be able to go to the place, to this place. And God said, I'm sending you. As I told Abraham to rise up and go to a foreign land, some of you, God is about to raise you up and send you forth to a foreign land. Many of you, God is about to raise you up out of a familiar career and take you to a whole nother career. Some of you, God is about to change your ministry assignment. Hallelujah. I said, some of you, God is about to change your ministry assignment. Don't wrestle with God. Don't try to hold on to the old. God said, I'm doing a brand new thing. Accept what I'm doing and say, God, let your will be done in my life. And when you say it, mean it. Because God is about to change your assignment, your ministry assignment. And my God, and you may not be doing what you was doing before. And, you know, it may not feel good because it's something new. God is about to take, again, a lot of you to unfamiliar territory. Just get ready. Be ready. It's going to take you into the promise and a place that he has for your life. Get ready for your unfamiliar territory. That's the place where God is taking you. As he told Abraham, he said, get up from there. Get up from familiarity. I'm taking you to another place. Get ready. So get ready. Some of you start packing your bags. God is about to take you to unfamiliar territory. Some of you, get ready. You know, some of you who've been alone, God is about to bring you somebody. He's about to bring your spouse. Get ready. God is about to take you to unfamiliar territory. Unfamiliar territory is you used to being by yourself, making your own, not being accountable to nobody. God said, not being accountable to nobody but God. God said, you're ready now. He's about to bring you your spouse. Get ready. God, that's unfamiliar territory for a lot of people because you have to deal with a lot of different personalities, a whole other personality, but God said he's prepared you for it. A lot of you, get ready. So get ready. That plan that you had in writing, God said he's about to make it, he's about to spring it forth in action for you. Amen. Get ready. It's about to come off the paper, and it's about to come alive. Those things you've been writing, somebody that's listening, I don't know if you're on, but either you're going to call back, but you've been writing songs. You've been writing lyrics. And God said he's going to open up a door, and you're going to be able to introduce that song to a major gospel artist, and that's going to bring in a lot of income for you. Get ready. Keep writing. A lot of you, some of you, you started writing a book, but you stopped. And God said, Start back. You stopped because you got discouraged because the first book didn't really do too good. But God said that was just practice. He said, this time, my God, this one is going to hit. This one's going to be bestseller. So get ready, my God. Some of you been looking to moving to another house. And God said that he's going to make it whereas you don't have to put down no down payment. God said he's going to make it where you don't have to put down no down payment, that you're going to be able to move into that new house. My God, hallelujah. You're going to be able to move into that new house and not have to even put down a down payment. All you're going to have to do is just take your clothes and move on in. Hallelujah. And you ain't got to worry about it's somebody else. It's two people. One is you're about to move into a new house. And God said all he needs you to do is take your clothes. Then it's another person. That God said you're about to move into a new house. And don't take no clothes. Don't take nothing old. Just take you, yourself, and I and move into the house. Because God said he's going to give you all new furniture. Hallelujah. You ain't going to even have to worry about where the money going to come from to get the furniture. The God said he's going to bless you, that you'll be able to get all new furniture, all new clothes, all new everything. Hallelujah. Just leave. Matter of fact, just donate everything in the old house. Just give it away. Don't even make nobody pay for it. Don't even charge. Just give it to charity. God said, because he's going to bless you. Just all he needs you to do is when that house come out and is ready for you to move into, take yourself and you move on in. God, I thank you. I praise you. I honor you. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the lines. Amen.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to mention your last four digits or your name. As we open up the lines right now. Caller 1799, you're on the line with Doc. God bless you.
Hallelujah, woman of God. Praise him.
Hi, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. We're glad to hear from you on tonight. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome anytime, woman of God.
Awesome. Thank you. I just want to pray with you right quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your woman servant. I thank you, God, for her faithfulness. God, I thank you, God, that Lord God, I thank you for the new thing you're doing in her life, Father. I thank you even now, Father God, for, Lord God, that you would give her, Father God, peace, Father God, with the decision that she has to make, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now, Father God, for a peace that surpasses all her understanding, that should keep her heart and mind in you, Lord Jesus, in you, Christ Jesus. Father, cover her with your blood. Protect her and shield her, Father God. Lord, open up doors for her that no man can close. Lord God, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Father God, for financial blessing. Even as I speak, Lord God, I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, for a triple anointing in the name of Jesus, God. Be with her, Father God. Make every crooked way straight, Father. Lord God, I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, Father God. In Jesus' name, and I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen, amen, amen. Our next caller, 9748, last four digits, if you'd like to come on. 9748, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, God bless you. Thanks for calling.
God bless you. I enjoyed what you said. And I know you, I know part of it was talking to me.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going
Praise God. You're going through
a lot of Yes, ma'am. Well, I went to my niece's husband's funeral today. And my niece that lives in Maryland, she passed away. She's going through a lot of different I just need God to give me some clarity.
Yes. I know something. I just felt the spirit of heaviness when I was on the line. But let me just pray for you. And I just want you to know that God is concerned about your hurt. He's concerned about your pain. And I just want to just sing something quick with you right quick, and I'm going to pray for you. Father, wrap her in your arms. Father, wrap her in your arms. Father, wrap her in your arms, and Father, her. Holy God of Israel, Ushida Bababasike Halababasta. Oh, God, it was her heart, Father God, that was heavy on my heart. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm so glad, Father, that you let her get through the line on tonight. That just means, Father, that you love her, God. You love her, Father, with an everlasting love, God. And that, Father, God, she is not a mistake. She is not a mistake. She is not a mistake. And, God, you have a great plan for her life, Father. I know it don't seem like it. I know it don't feel like it because everything is being thrown at her at one time. But, God, I know, Father God, you specialize in the impossibility. Any, every impossibility that is confronting her on tonight, I bind and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I command by the power of the Holy Ghost that she will be clothed with love. She will be clothed with love and care in the name of Jesus. And every obstacle that's been placed in her life, I bind and I rebuke it, and I command every obstacle to get out of her way. I command Satan to take your hands off of this woman of God. Take your hands off of her finances. Take your hands off of her body. She shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. She will not die. The blood of Jesus is against you, devil. I rebuke premature death right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, live by the power of the Holy Ghost. You will live in the name of Jesus. You will live in the name of Jesus. You will live in the name of Jesus. You will live. I command total healing from the crown of her head to her soul, of her feet right now in the name of Jesus. I bind and I rebuke every infirmity, every disease, and I say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Infirmity, the blood of Jesus is against you. Disease, the blood of Jesus is against you. No weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against her in judgment. But she will condemn, she will condemn, because she is a child of God and she has an inheritance with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, you said that you are not like man that you should lie, none of the son of man that you should repent. Now, God, come through for her right now. Come for her bring the family back close again, God. Let them know, God, that you love them, God. Let them know, God, that you got a plan for this family. Let them know, God, that God, let them know, God, that you got a plan for this family. Hallelujah, Father. Wrap her in your arms, God. Love her, God. Hold her, God. Correct her, God. Cover her heart, God. Lord God, give her peace in her mind right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. He sees your tears. He's counting your tears. And he's going to turn your mourning into joy. I know you hurt right now. I know you don't even feel like hearing all this right now. You just don't understand, God, what is going on here. But I come to tell you that God got a plan for your life, woman of God. And you can't give up now. You can't quit now. You got to keep on going. You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep on pushing. I know it don't feel good. I know your heart is broken. But God said he's going to mend your heart. He's going to mend your heart. He's going to mend your heart tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it right now for your glory, God. Do it for your glory right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her, God. Her heart is burning. Her heart is breaking, God. But only you can do it, God. Only you can do it. Only you can do it, God. We call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We call on the God of everlasting to everlasting. We call on the God that stood up high and looked down low. We call on Jehovah Jireh. We call on Jehovah Nissi. We call on Jehovah Tikkenu. We call on the God yes, that can deal with any impossibility. We call on the God that can do it anything but fail.
Yes,
the
Lord.
God from everlasting, the unmovable mover, the unshakable shaker.
Yes,
we call on the God that created the heavens and the earth. And we say,
Jesus.
God, come see about your daughter. Oh, God, come see about your daughter. In the name of Jesus, she needs you now, God. She needs you right now, God. Not tomorrow, God. Not next year now. She needs you right now, God. Lord God, heal her right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it right now, Father. 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 Right now. Who shut up about my secret? Call out to your father. He hear your daughter.
Yes,
he hear your daughter. Hush, son, never speak to my son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you for healing, God. Thank you for delivering, God. Hold on, daughter. Hold on, daughter. The sun will shine again. The sun will shine again. Don't quit now. You come too far by faith to turn around. You come too far to turn around. You are almost there. I see a light at the end of the tunnel, and you're almost there. Keep pressing, daughter. Keep pressing, daughter. Don't turn around. Don't give up. God said he's going to keep you in perfect peace. You will not have a nervous breakdown. You will not lose your mind. I'm God and I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And I command a sound mind right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. I plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus against any demon, any witch, any warlock that's trying to kill you. The blood of Jesus is against them. In Jesus' name, my dear, he's going to wrap you. He's going to wrap you. He's going to wrap you. He's going to wrap you in his arms. And you're going to begin to feel in a minute, you're going to begin to feel his presence like never before. You're going to begin to feel his presence. You're going to begin to feel his warmth, his warm presence right now as I speak. In the name of Jesus, right now, God, you're going to begin to feel his presence. You're going to begin to feel his presence. God, I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you right now, God. Lord God, touch her heart, Father God. Touch her heart, God. Put the broken pieces back together, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you, Father. Lord God, I pray for the entire family, God. Lord God, I pray for the entire family, God, right now, Lord. They may not understand, God. They may not understand, God. Why, God? They probably got many questions, God. But, Lord, only you know. You know, God. You know all things. And we would say that it is well. It is well with our soul. It is well, oh God. It's well, oh God. It's well, oh God. It's well. Father, you know all things, God. It's well. It is well. It's well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Take away the pain, God. Take away the pain. Take away the hurt. Take away the misunderstanding. Do it, God, right now. Yes, Lord. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away, God. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away, God. Take it away. Take it away, God. Take it away. Take it away. My number is 240-676-3214. I would love to continue praying with you offline. You know, call me, and I would love, I'm going to pray you through this. I'm going to pray you through this. We're going to get through this together. I'm going to pray you through this. I'm going to pray you through this. You've got a friend, a brand new prayer partner. I'm your prayer partner, and I'm going to pray you through it. Call me. Call me anytime you want, and I'm going to pray you through it. God bless you, and thanks for calling.
673. What was the last part of the number?
240-676-3214. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
God bless you. You're welcome. God bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise real quick before we go to the next caller. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hmm.
Praise him. Praise him. The bank just raised you up. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all
God
tonight.
God bless you, evangelist. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes. Mm. Thank you so much for that word tonight. I just want to say to the lady that just was on the line, I want to let her know that I love her.
Yeah.
And I love her. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. I know who that is, and I love you.
Oh,
and
amen.
I will,
praise God.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But I want to respond to the prophetic word tonight that you gave. And once again, God never ceases to amaze me. He just constantly amazes me. I'm telling you, this line is fire. Amen. Everybody, the world needs to know about this line because God is definitely speaking on this line. And God is always on point. He is right on point. And I can't sit up here and say I don't know how he do it because I do know how he do it because he's God Almighty. He's sovereign and do everything excellent and everything well. And he does whatever he want to do. And if he's listening, and I know he is, I just want to say thank you, Lord. My God, because God is an awesome God. Amen.
Yes.
And he really knows how to read our mail. He really knows how to orchestrate and get us to the place that we need to be. He is so intentional, and he sets us up every single Monday night. I'm telling you, if you listening, and if you listening by playback or however, you know, and I'm shouting it out right now, God is here on this line every single Monday night, and you do not want to miss because God has a word for you. It don't matter who you are. Where you are, what you're going through, God has a word for you, and he speaks on this line. Amen.
Amen.
So I am just excited once again. I'm so elated to be able to be a part of this line, to be able to come on this line to hear the word of the Lord. I have no doubt that every time that I dial in that God's going to speak, and he's speaking
praise
to me
God.
Again tonight. I mean, he just...
Praise God.
Amen. I'm telling you. He just blows my mind. He really do. He just blows my mind every time.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, get ready for your unfamiliar territory, uncharted, territory. God is about to do it. I'm excited about your prayer line on tomorrow night. What's the what is the phone number for people to call in tomorrow and what time?
Okay. So it's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Time, which is, Central Time. I don't know all of the different time zones, but you know wherever
o'clock.
You...
It's 8 o'clock my time.
Okay. So, 8
o'clock
but it's...
Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the phone number is, the dial-in number is 712-770-8041 with an access code of 536-737-POUND. You really don't want to miss tomorrow night, I'm telling you. You don't want to miss tomorrow night. It's the last night of our prayer chamber conference. For the entire month, we've been talking about the prayer chamber and birthing out. And I'm telling you, don't miss tomorrow night. Don't miss tomorrow night. Dr. Henderson finna be on there tomorrow night, y'all.
Amen. I'm so excited. Those of you who are listening, we're going in. I'm telling you, the fire of God is going to meet us there. And it's going to burn up everything that's not like him.
My God.
And it's going to get ready to be purged and cleansed and get ready, after the purging comes the new thing. Amen. So get ready for the purging and the cleansing. And I'm telling you, bring your kids on the altar. Meaning they don't have to physically be with you, but bring their name to the altar. I'm telling you, God is going to be saving. I'm telling you, your kids, after this prayer line, they're going to be knocking on your door saying, Mama, what must I do to be saved? Mama, I don't know. Some of y'all got kids that's out there on drugs. They're going to be coming home saying, Mama, I just give it all up. I just want to tell me, Mama, Daddy, what I need to do to be saved. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the line on tomorrow night. I know that God is going to be there. I can't do it without the Holy Spirit. So I know that the Spirit of the living God is going to meet us, going to meet you right where you're at. So I'm excited. What's the number again, Evangelist?
Yes, that's 712-770-8041. Access code 536-737, pound. And again, that's 712-770-8041, access code 536-737, pound. And also, you can find the flyer on Facebook. It's on my Facebook page, Jackie Maize, M-A-I-S-E.
Got it. Thank you, Evangelist. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Dr. Bond.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. We got Brother and Sister Hembrick up. Amen.
Hey, the Hembrick. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Hey, prophetess. Bless you. I'm glad to see you. Yes.
Amen. It's good to hear you, Doc.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to hear you guys. God bless y'all.
Amen. I can't wait until, you know, I meet up with you all tomorrow.
Praise him. Yes. Hey. Prayer line.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Excited about it.
Yes. Amen.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. God is good. I'm so glad to hear you on tonight. I'm telling you.
I was on the line last week, and Evangelist Mays sent up some timber.
Yes, she did.
Praise the Lord. You know,
I mean, you did,
yeah.
I did the replay. When I come on, I always go back and listen. I don't do it the same night, but I'll do it the next day or so, and I'll go back and listen to the show. But she did a great job. She always does. She's a fireball.
She went right on into that warfare.
Yes, she took it back. Praise God.
Her as well.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Glory to God. You know.
Hey, Elder.
Amen. Glory to God. I mean, I was listening to the whole thing from the beginning to where we are now, and today was just powerful. I can imagine what tomorrow is going to be like.
Amen.
This is just the beginning. Today was just the beginning, but just a little.
Yes. Yes, just a little taste. Amen. Praise God.
But
this
you know,
is practice.
Yeah, this, amen. This message tonight, especially when you're talking to the young lady, I mean, that prayer was really awesome. And it even touched my heart to listen to
you
know, what God is about ready to do for her.
Yes.
God, Bible always say, you know, you give praises to somebody else, then God will give you praises to bless you back. So, you know, you want to give God glory because what she said, I mean, what you said to her was powerful tonight. And I want to say that everything that you said again about the new house and the new clothes, and you would leave your house and you would have to make no down payment. I received that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I believe that, you know, that's going to happen in the ministry. I was on the line on Saturday, and you know, praise God. Thank God for the word that I, you know, put out and the word that God gave me to put out, I should say. I always want to put God first because it's not me, it's him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You know, God is good and worthy to be praised. So I'm just so excited about what God is going to do. In your ministry, Dr. Henderson, but I thank God what He's going to do in our ministry. I just thank God a little bit because God can do for you. He can do for us in the same way, you know, maybe a little different, but he'll do it, as you said.
Yes.
So God is just so good, and I just love to praise God and give Him glory. Last week I spoke on faith. Faith is. I said what faith is, and I came out of Hebrews 11 chapter. But you know the word was, you know, thank God for the word. I don't like to pat myself on the back. I don't like to do that. But the word, I thank God.
Yeah, but the word was good. Amen. It's okay.
I thank God for giving me the word to speak out. And so I'm just so thankful, and I just ask for prayer that God continue to use us and continue us to not to be afraid of what God is going to do for us, and just be willing to accept what God is going to do and accept what God is going to give us and accept the way that He's going to give us, give it to
us.
You know, God, I spoke on faith, and we got to have faith with everything we do. We can't be afraid of what, you know, about this and about that. We just got to accept what God said. We got to do it by faith. It said, faith, you have faith the size of a mustard seed. That's all you need is a little bit of faith.
Yes, sir.
God will move mountains. So
that's right.
I'm just so thankful to God tonight, and so and I pray for that young lady as well. I pray that everything will go right for her in her life. That God will bless her tremendously, abundantly.
Yes.
I just want to ask for prayer, not only for me and my wife, but for everybody on the line tonight.
Amen. I'm just so proud. First, I want to say that I'm so proud of the both of you all. Proud that you're stepping out on faith. Just you stepping out, that's more than a mustard seed. So you're overcoming your fears by going online. The whole world is on Facebook Live. So everybody is, you know, is hearing you. You're doing a great commission. You're, you know, preaching to the whole world. And so I commend you for obeying God. And you're doing a great job. You know, it's okay to be affirmed by, you know, other people. It's okay. And you are humble. You and Lady Henrik have been humble. But it's okay because the Bible says that He will cause others to exalt you. You know, He will cause others to notice that, you know, you're doing a great job, and they will begin to affirm you. And so you don't have to be afraid of anything. And God is with you, and God is for the both of you all.
Amen.
And what the enemy try to do far steal you guys' identity, because y'all are one, although it happens to Lady Henrik, but you're her husband, so you affected by what happens to her because you guys are one.
Yes.
Whatever the enemy tried to do, that was a distraction to try and cause you guys to, you know, give up.
Yes.
But I love that you guys have keeping power. Somebody the other day, I said, I don't give up because I got keeping power. And you two have keeping power, both of you all. Meaning that although sometimes you may feel like throwing in the towel, but it's something on the inside working on the outside.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. So whatever is working on the inside of Holy Ghost fire, that's keeping them, God. That's keeping them, God. That's keeping them in your will, God, in your will, in your way. In the name of Jesus, Father, God, send forth your fire. Give them a triple dose of the anointing, not a double dose, God, but a triple dose in the name of Jesus, each and every one of them, both of them, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their tongue in the name of Jesus. When they be begin to speak, Father. When I begin to speak, Father, it'll be fire coming out of their mouths, God, that will burn up anything that's not like you, Father. That when I begin to speak, Father God, that hearts will be transformed, that sick will come alive in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, Father. I thank you for the anointing right now. I thank you for the anointing right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a triple, God, a triple, triple, triple anointing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you for them right now, and I thank you and I honor you. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against them in judgment, they shall condemn, because they got the power of the Holy Ghost working on the inside. Hallelujah, that is time on the outside that's brought about a change in their life, Father. The power of the Holy Ghost is like fire. Burning within their souls. It's like fire. The fire of God is in them. And because the fire of God is in them, it won't let them sit. They got to do the work. They got to do God's will. They got to be about their Father's business. Jesus said, I got to be about my Father's business. And that's what I hear them say. They may be tired sometimes. They may not understand certain things sometimes. But I hear them say, but I got to be about my Father's business. I got to do what God tell me to do. I got to do his will. I don't feel like it in my body, but I hear the power of God inside each and every one of you pressing on even when you don't feel like it, pressing on even when you nobody is trying to fight against you. I see the power of God rising up in you saying, Satan, get under our feet. The blood of Jesus is against you. God, I thank you for both of them right now. I thank you for persistence. I thank you, Father, like Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, but I'm pressing towards the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for them both, God. Lord God, I ask for a special anointing for prophetess, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, a special healing, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her spine. Touch her legs, God. Sometimes they shake. Sometimes they come get out of control. But, God, I pray right now that you would touch her legs, Father, from the top of her hip all the way down to her toes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Urban nerve damage, I command to be repaired in the name of Jesus. I speak against nerve damage right now, and I command by the power of the Holy Ghost for her nerves to be healed, for them to be repaired right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I command nerves tear. I command right now. I speak it by the power of the Holy Ghost, and I whip up my prophetic key, and I put it against her spine, and I command her spine to straighten out right now in the name of Jesus. I command strength in her legs. I command strength in her back. I command strength in her hips in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command strength in her feet in the name of Jesus. I command any fluid retention to leave her body. If there's any fluid retention, I command you to leave her body right now in the name of Jesus. Fluid, come out in Jesus' name. Be healed and be made whole by the blood of the Lamb. God, be healed. I command fluid retention to drain out, drain out, drain out right now. I command by the power of the Holy Ghost. And as I'm speaking, I command right now for her to feel the fire around her ankles right now in the name of Jesus. And I command them ankles to straighten out right now by the blood of the Lamb. And I command strength in her feet to be able to hold her up straight in the name of Jesus. By the crown of her head to the soles of her feet in the name of Jesus. I command by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command according to Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes she's healed in the name of Jesus. Touch Elder right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch him, oh God. Let him know, Father God. Lord God, put, Lord God, a special anointing on his tongue right now in the name of Jesus. No longer will you be tongue-tied. You will speak according to the Holy Spirit. God, right now, put a scroll of honey of your word down in his mouth. and let it be sweet tasting, his word, God. So when he began to speak, Father, it will flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. God said, don't worry about your inadequacies. God said he made you great. He made you fearfully and wonderful so that he could use you, so you can rely on him and not on you. You can rely on him and not on you. You can rely on him. Let me say that again. You can rely on him and not on yourself, because your strength, amen, is in him. Your strength is in Jesus. Jesus is the one who has kept you. Jesus did not make a mistake. He created you just the way you are so he can use you, so man would know that God, the hand of God is on your life. Hallelujah. The hand of God is on your life. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you're touching his brain. Any confusion, we command by the power of the Holy Ghost that he can begin to get clarity. We bind and we rebuke confusion. We bind and we rebuke confusion. We bind and we rebuke confusion. We command clarity right now in the name of Jesus. We command a sound mind in the name of Jesus. We bind and we rebuke any cloudiness. Any cloudiness that's been trying to... his mind, the devil been trying to mess up your brain, but the blood of Jesus is against him. Take your hands off this man of God. He will be able to speak. He will be able to concentrate. He will be able to have a clear mind in Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. 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 Clarity, clear. Mind, the mind of God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We love you.
Hallelujah. Love you. Be encouraged. God loves you more. Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Vaughn. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, our next caller, we're opening up the lines right now, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Your last 4 digits only, if you'd like to come on. Next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 8154. 8154, you're live on the air. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. I thought I missed you. I was sitting up there listening, and then my wife called, and of course I had to give her due benevolence. But I want to tell you, that word just slapped me across the face, left and right, and in confirmation. And
amen.
I was just blessing God as I was riding. I picked up my load late today, so I'm in the middle of hooking up while I'm listening, but I tell you, God didn't let me miss one word. He didn't let me miss one word. And I was so grateful. I was so grateful. Even when you start talking about commanding God, and when you start talking about Elijah and Elisha, and I've been in that word right there for about the last 2 months. God been dealing with me on that. And I just want to tell you, praise God for you. Praise God for your ministry. And I want to thank you for being obedient to the Spirit of Christ on tonight, because truly, the word of confirmation hit me. God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I received it. I received it. And like Evangelist May said, truly, every time I'm on here, God meets me. And he meets me right where I need to be. And I just want to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you in Jesus' name.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Get ready for your miracle. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Dr. Mai.
Yes.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. What a powerful program tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Dr. Henderson, we got Brother Coleman. Brother Coleman's up with us tonight.
Brother Coleman on.
God bless you. God bless you. I got here late, but I give honor to the presence of God and compliments to you tonight and to Dr. Barnes. If he would send me the tape, I'd get a chance to listen to it because I was tied up tonight at school. When I got off the train, I looked at the clock and I saw the time, and the Spirit said, call in anyway. And I said, well, listen, if I got to get slipped through the door, And I said, you know what? And I said, I know Dr. Barnes. He'll send me the tape, and I listened to the tape. But I said, Lord, if I could just get on the ear tonight, and I enjoyed it. Last week I was going with Valence Mays. I know it was the word last week and the word tonight. And I said, I'm going to get that word. I just tell him to send me the tape. But I thank God for being here tonight with you, and I could feel the power of God. I also wrote down the number. I was glad I was here tonight to get the number for tomorrow night.
Yes.
To have somewhere to go on a Tuesday night. And I thank God and for you. And I know when I listen to that word tonight, it's going to speak to my spirit. There's something there for me.
Yes.
And I appreciate the word of prayer. I appreciate the word of prayer. I love you much. And Dr. Barnes, send me the tape. And Dr. Barnes, send me the tape for tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Let me pray with you right quick before you get off, Brother Coleman, because I thank God for God is going to send you, going to take you to new territory. I just feel in my spirit new territory for you. And I talked about uncharted territory on tonight, and God is taking people into a familiar territory. And when he does, don't get in your feelings. Don't say this don't feel like God. Just know that it is God, because this is a spiritual thing. And you got to be able to see in the spirit to be able to identify that it's a God thing. Amen. So, God, I thank you for Brother Coleman right now. Father, I thank you for all that you are doing in his life. Father, I thank you, God, that you're going to open up doors for him. God, I thank you, God, that he pressed his way on, Father God. Even if he felt like he missed the word, God, you had him come on exactly at the right time you wanted him on, Father. Lord God, you know what he stands in need of. God, you know what's been pressing on his heart, Father. Lord God, I stand in agreement with him, and we pray, Father, for the God child, God, on tonight. We pray, Father God, for his God daughter, Lord. We pray, God, and Lord God, that you would touch this young lady's heart, Father, and that, Lord God, that she would, Father God, come and apologize and love on her, God, Father, and that she will, Lord God, repent and, Father God, turn her life over to you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for her salvation, God. We pray, God, for her deliverance, Father. Lord God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you got a plan for this young lady's life. And the devil is trying to take her out by any means necessary, but we rebuke death in the name of Jesus. We rebuke premature death. The blood of Jesus is against you, devil. Take your hands off this child. Take your hands off this woman of God. Take your hands off her. She belongs to God. Father, I even thank you, God, for Brother Coleman, Lord God. I thank you for strength, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for strength for him, Father God. I thank you, God, Lord God, that he, Lord God, even sometimes he feel like saying, that's it, I'm giving up. I ain't praying, I ain't doing. But, God, you continue, Father, to raise up a standard in him, Father, to remind him, God, you are not giving up. I got a plan for your life. And you're going to walk in the purpose, and you're going to, and I'm going to deliver the promise, because you're going to walk into the purpose. You're going to walk in your purpose, and as you walk in your purpose, the promise is going to be fulfilled. He promised you he's going to save that God child and some other people you've been praying for. God said he is well able to deliver for you. He said he's well able. He can do anything but fail. He said if he can do anything but fail, do you not know that he if he can raise Lazarus from the grave, that surely he can save your goddaughter and all the other the three other ones you've been praying for? God said that he can do anything but fail. He said if he could raise Lazarus from the grave, he said if I could feed the birds and the eggs, do you not know that I can feed you and take care of you? I can clothe you too. My God, the Lord said that he on a cattle on 1,000 hills. So what makes you think he can't take care of you and won't do for you? God said that he can do anything but fail. He's your way maker. Yes. He's your miracle worker. He said that he can, he said, if he can raise Lazarus from the grave, do you not think that he can fill your refrigerator? He can give you a place to stay. He can help pay your bills. God said that he can do anything. Keep seeking him. Yes. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Then all these other things should be added. Continue to seek him. Continue to be faithful. And I guarantee you, Brother Coleman, God's going to come through, and he's going to come through in a mighty way. But when he's sending you, it's unfamiliar territory, and that's where the blessing is. It's unfamiliar your territory is not going to feel good in your flesh. It's because it's unfamiliar. Yeah. Anything unfamiliar don't feel good to the flesh. We got our antennas up. We got our senses up. We start, the devil start making us start thinking all kinds of stuff, giving us a spirit of suspicion. God said, don't walk in suspicion. Know that it's God in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for him right now. Lord God, clothe them, Father God. Be with them, Father God. Lord God, protect them, Father God. Open up doors for them, Father God. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who Tim is. Somebody named Tim Timothy. His real name is Timothy, but they call him Tim. But God said he's going to use Tim to open up a great door for you. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for this man of God, Father. Be with him, God. Go with him, God. And protect them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you, Brother Coleman.
God bless you. Love y'all. God bless you.
Love you. All right. Bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. And also, too, Brother Coleman, you got that link. Just send it to you, Brother. Thank you so much. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you all. I thank you so very much for tuning in on tonight to the State to the Point. I knew when I first got on, the Lord said he wasn't going to give me a long word because of the people on the line that I had to speak to directly. And God wanted to deal with each and every one of you all individually. And so I couldn't give a corporate word. So I had to give the word according to how God gave it to me on tonight. So it wasn't a long sermon, but it was prophetic. It was prophetic pieces of the word that the Lord was speaking. And, that the Lord was speaking, and knowledge, and faith and wisdom, those revelatory gifts of the prophetic was on display on tonight, and God was speaking to every person on his line. God had a word for each and every one of you all on tonight. And when I first came on, I felt the heaviness of the young lady that I prayed for. I knew that it was a strong spirit of depression on the line and a heaviness. And she told us that her niece passed away. And so, you know, God is real, my friends. God is always showing you all that he's real. I'm not in any of your homes, and I don't even talk to you guys every day. So you know it's the Holy Spirit. That's how much God loves you. He's concerned about you. You think he don't hear your prayers? He hears your prayers. If he didn't, he wouldn't use me to speak prophetically to you. It's not me speaking. It's the Holy Spirit. It's God. You know, it's God speaking through me. Amen. It's the Spirit of God. So we give honor to the Lord God for the prophecies, the prophetic words, and the prophecies that went forth on tonight. We give him the praise. We give him the honor, and we give him glory. I want you guys to tune in on tomorrow night. I'm telling you, the power of God. Bring anybody you know, if they can't come on the line, in person, just as I'm praying, speak their name out in the air. And as you speak their name out in the air, I guarantee you that they're going to be coming saying, what must they do to be saved? God is going to meet you tomorrow night. So meet me there tomorrow night on Evangelist Prayer Chambers line. I want you guys to go, and I just got my new book, Master Your Distractions, Master Your Distractions, Conquer Your Emotions. You can get that book in any bookstore. I want you guys to invest in that, okay? All right. Well, I thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. Until we meet again, many of you I'm going to be talking to tomorrow night in the prayer chamber. So I want you guys to be prayed up. I want you guys to be prayed up and pray and ask God to strengthen me so I'll be able to minister to you guys according to what's in your heart, and that I won't be in my flesh, but I will be led by the Spirit when I begin to minister to each and every one of you all on tomorrow night. And come in expectancy and come putting a demand on the prophetic. That's the only way that I'm going to be able to, work the gift. If you put a demand on the anointing, put a demand on the prophetic, and I guarantee you God going to meet you there tomorrow night. We're at the end of the show. We're about to go, but before we leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Lord, a hand cup of praise as we go out. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.